Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And good to have you with us this afternoon. Thank you very much. It is now 4:07 at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Also 106.3WORD.com, 101.5 FM in Anderson, and 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca. We have available for you the Ingalls Advantage talk line at 1-800-347-1063 and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307. By the way, now is not the time to surround yourself with positive people. We just thought we would pass that along. And a heads up, if you get an email with the subject line, knock, knock, be advised that it's a Jehovah's Witness working from home. Thought you should know. All right, let's see what is happening out there on the text line front here. Jimbo, Mr. Zeller can apologize all he wants. These protesters aren't going anywhere. Like Robert said, somebody's probably paying them to be there. I wouldn't know. Jimbo, it looks to me like the people who claim that they hate bullying are spending their every waking moment bullying every person who has an opinion. There are some who certainly are engaging in that very sort of thing. There's no question about that. Anger is considered to be its own excuse in some cases here. Texter says, when you vote with your dollars, you don't use that store. When you block the driveway and intimidate the other customers, you are not voting with your dollars. That's true. Texter says, this is off topic, but what is going on with the lack of coins limiting our ability to pay cash for items? You know, honestly, I don't know about that. I haven't heard about any lack of coins, but then again, to be perfectly honest, I have used coins so little in the last couple of months that I really wouldn't know if there was a coin shortage. Let's see here. Texter here, I just heard that the couple who defended themselves in St. Louis just got arrested. Any confirmation of that? I looked. I haven't found any confirmation of it. Those were the people, of course, who came out with guns after protesters trespassed on their property. But again, of course, these days, apparently, there are those with the viewpoint that protesters can trespass anywhere they want. All right, let's see. Oh, Texter says... That program on Sunday evenings, congratulations to you for the Best of Bohannon. Is this a highlight show? Yes, it is. And no, it's not highlights from the morning show. I'm only on before Tara about 2 minutes at 5:25 each morning and about 5 minutes at 5:35 each weekday morning. No, this is another show. It's highlights of another show which is not aired in this market. So for listeners to 106.3 WORD, the Best of Bohannon Sunday evenings from 8 till 10 p.m. will in fact be new. You will not have heard that material before. So that's the way. I guess I'm back. I hadn't even realized I'd left, but here I am. Okay, anyway, Texter says Lenin, referring to Vladimir Lenin, mostly killed white people, so he's a good guy. Well, no, he was not a good guy in any way, shape, or form. Anyway, that covers most of what's happening on the text line out there. Apropos of another conversation that was underway earlier before things shifted a bit. we were talking a bit about the limousine liberals. These are the people who are generally in favor of the notion of when in doubt, throw money at a problem, not just their money, but your money and my money. Okay. They may not be happy with the notion of tearing apart the very fabric of American society. And it could very well be that there are people out there who are wondering where Joe Biden is on such a subject, and they may be persuadable. I would hope that the president tries to persuade some of those people that they may not particularly like Donald Trump, but they may be appalled at what they see happening in the country. It's a thought. We will see. But my point is simply that when you talk about changing everything in the country, when you rip apart everything in the country, that you may very well have repercussions for that. Well, apparently there is something about this arrest here. I had searched online and could not find anything here. I'm sorry. People got the two stories mixed up. But they heard a story that they thought was connected with the St. Louis couple who waved guns at people who were trespassing on their property. No. However, there has been a couple charged with felonious assault after viral videos showed a woman pointing a gun at a black woman in the parking lot of a Michigan Chipotle restaurant. Okay. The texter got two stories confused with each other. There has been such an arrest, but it was in Michigan, and the St. Louis couple, as far as I know, has not faced any kinds of arrest whatsoever. So, for what it's worth, that clarifies that circumstance. Anyway, to my original train of thought, suffice it to say that there is, without question, an opportunity, I think, for the president, if he will bother to reach out. There are any number of people out there who are ostensibly liberal, who are simply not in a mood to rip apart the fabric of the country. Their idea of liberality is just to spend a lot of your money and my money. Now, that doesn't mean that I am allied with them. Far from it. But it does mean that they may decide that as much as they want to keep throwing money at various people and causes, that some of the disturbances and particularly the idea of what have been bedrock portions of Americana being torn asunder, torn down, ripped apart, that they may not approve of that. It's something to keep in mind as we approach an election now that is, let's face it, August, September, October, November. We're coming up on 4 months. In fact, it is 4 months from today that we vote, for what it's worth. Pass that along to you out there at 106.3 WORD, now on 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens and Seneca, 101.5 FM in Anderson, and everywhere on the radio.com app. The time now is 4:15.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Afternoon, all. Thank you much for being with us this afternoon. It is 4:20 at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and I might add 4:20 throughout most of the rest of the Eastern time zone, coincidentally enough. Glad to have you with us this afternoon, as we would ask you to remember that masks are a lot like pants. If you're not wearing any, you're exposing others to something with which they would rather not deal. I just pass that along for what it's worth there, okay? You can also expect a bit of a baby boom around December, and then come 2033, we'll be witnessing the rise of the quarantines, okay? The white couple in St. Louis are being investigated of the incident after they came out of their house with guns displayed after protesters trespassed on their property. As a texter put it, let's see here. Texter says, is it legal for protesters to block a driveway to a business? No, it is not legal for you to block anything or trespass on anybody else's property without their permission. Legal does not seem to be the new standard of behavior these days. Legal doesn't matter if you're really angry enough, apparently. Oh, one other thing I just found here, and that is that there is apparently a coin shortage. Again, I suppose just in the interests of the simplicity in the pandemic. First of all, I'm not buying much of anything, nor is anybody else, including, I might add, gasoline. My car is currently getting 3 weeks to the gallon, but I've been pretty much using credit cards for whatever purchases I make, but there is apparently a coin shortage. The McDonald's, one McDonald's restaurant in the one in Washington, North Carolina, has posted signs that says either use credit or exact change, and that due to national coin shortage, rounded change may be given. Okay, fair enough here. The Federal Reserve, by the way, manages coin inventory. The U.S. Mint actually is the issuing authority, but its distribution to the depository institutions through the reserve banks, cash operations, and off-site locations around the country are operated by the Federal Reserve vendors, it says. Why there is a coin shortage, I do not know. Is it all being spent on toilet paper? I just do not know. But anyway, that's part of what is making the rounds this afternoon, for what it's worth. But, yeah, the texters have noted that illegality, yes, illegality is not the standard of behavior, apparently, these days. The standard of behavior, at least in terms of what is tolerated, is pretty much whatever you can get away with it, I suppose. Texter says here, Jimbo, why are Margaret Sanger statues still standing. She is more of a racist than any of those Confederate officers taken down. The Nazis used her eugenics research in concentration camps. It depends, I suppose, on who is or is not acceptable at the moment. That's about the best that I can give you. The standard norms do not apparently apply at this time. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Did I mention that it's the 4th of July weekend? That's the reason I'm here today. Bobby Mack getting a jump early on that. Seems like it's almost incidental now to the national discussion. We have a call from Richard in Greer. Good afternoon, Richard.
Hey, Mr. Bohannon. Hey, I ran to WSJ a while back to make, and I forget which denomination, I think there's a couple of them, the coins. It costs more to make them. There's more cost in the metal to make them than the value. In other words, it costs $0.085 to make a paper.
I'm sure the smaller coins, that would be true. The penny for sure, the nickel, I suspect. I'm not sure how big a coin gets before it is, in fact, worth as much as the metal in it. But, yeah.
Well, what I imagine is somebody's doing, of course, you have to do it both. If it's worth, say, a penny's worth, it costs $0.025, $0.03 to make a penny, you buy the penny and then you melt it down. I'm talking in bulk quantity. And, you know, you think about it, you know, you could get 200-300% return on your money.
I don't know. I mean, pennies are mostly what, zinc? Aren't pennies mostly zinc?
It's been so long ago I read that. I can't remember.
We hear about copper in pennies. Yeah. Actually, copper is so valuable that there are very little in pennies.
There's no more copper. It's right. Or if it is, it's so minute amount. But, I did read that. So my guess is it may be not being done in this country. They may be buying it, shipping it to Mexico or somewhere.
I was going
to
say, let's assume, Richard, that you are so hard up for cash that you are going around melting down pennies. You have to have a little bit of cash to begin with. Melting down something like that and then, I guess, making ingots or whatever, I mean, that you have to have a little bit of money up front just to do that. It's not like you can put them in a pot on your stove.
Yeah, for a while there, meltdown stuff was cheaper than you believe because the steel plants weren't doing much. Now they're back up, but there's so many other places out there you can do that kind of stuff. And I don't think you'd be it takes some cash, but I mean if you set your plan to pay back most kind of 6 months, if you could buy a million pennies in 6 months or whatever, say 5 million pennies, and get them and then melt it down. I mean you're looking at I can't think of the math right while I'm driving, but I'm sure there's a model to make it work.
Oh, I'm sure there absolutely is a model, and there's not only a model to make it work, but if you get into quantities as large as you're talking about, it's worth your while to invest in the equipment necessary. I mean, you could, right. I suppose, make a nice piece of change.
Right. So, I mean, it may be a smaller shop. I don't know, but I would think that what somebody might be doing is either that or some people might just be, holding it, and since it's worth more than thinking it's going to, because metals are on the way, on the rise. I mean, most of your metals are just because a lot of the metals we get out of foreign sources, and as the trade wars and the tariffs and all that kind of stuff go on, so I imagine some people are speculating, let's say.
Well, that's possibly true. I mean, goodness knows when there is an intrinsic value to something that exceeds its face value, then automatically you're going to see a marketplace develop for it.
Right. So it might be interesting to get somebody who does valuable coins. They might know a little bit more about that than we do, but it might be an open market. It sounds like a shortage. Somebody's already doing it on a pretty large scale. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you'd have to be right in that it would take a large scale, I think, to make that worth your while. But again, I had never even thought about it, but I suppose I'm not sure. For example, if a penny is mostly zinc and you can buy a bunch of pennies at face value and then melt it down and make, say, two or three times its face value, then you could make a ton of money. Who buys zinc in quantity? I mean, where would you find a market? You know, it's not exactly like you can hang out in alleys with an overcoat showing people, you know, pockets full of pennies. I mean, I'm not sure how this is marketed.
I would think you would go to manufacturers of any kind of electronics. You're going to find all kinds of different metals in printed surface boards, batteries, all that kind of stuff, connectors, all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, they try to, you know, lead's so expensive as a conductor. Anything in its metal, now you look at this periodic chart, it goes back a few years, but you can find out which ones, by looking at it, are more electricity.
Yeah. Good points, Richard. We thank you for your call. If there isn't a market for pennies like that, I suppose we've just begun to create one. So just consider it a public service from 106.3 WORD, the Upstate Talk Station. I'm Jim Bohannon, in for Bob McLean this afternoon. Coins and other stuff. You never know what we're going to wind up talking about, and we will continue our discussions in a moment. The time now at 106.3 WORD is 4:29.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And welcome back to the Jim Bohannon version of the Bobby Mack Show at 106.3 WORD. Delighted to have you with us this afternoon. I was just checking, by the way, the website Coinflation, which takes a look at the value of the metals in our various coins, and the only American coin that is worth more in its internal metal than the face value is the 1909 to 1982 pennies that were 95% copper. They are worth almost double the price of a penny. But you get down to other coins, and they're all worth less than their face value, according to this. So apparently it would only be worthwhile with some pennies, for what it's worth. All right, to Jeff in Spartanburg. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hey, Jim, you just stole my thunder. I'm a little bit of a coin guy, and you would lose your shirt melting coins. It's impossible to do. If you have a time value of money, you have to sort the pennies to get the ones that were that had any value, and there's not as many out there anymore. But it's not a viable business to be in, and the U.S. Mint, don't think for a second they don't look at that. I think that the pennies are, I don't know, 95% zinc now or something like that.
I know. The 09 to 82 pennies were 95% copper, which, of course, you know, if you have copper wiring or anything, that stuff gets stolen. But, yeah, they're heavily zinc.
Yeah, but that just for all the listeners, not a good business to get into. I'm enjoying the show, yeah, by the way.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, and appreciate your update and your information there, Jeff, in Spartanburg. Yeah, that's one thing about the 106.3 WORD audience. There's somebody out there who knows everything about everything. I mean, this collectively, you are the encyclopedia, folks. But according to this website, as Jeff indicated here, yeah, the old copper pennies, 09 to 1982, 95% copper, those are worth almost double the value of a penny. The 1946 to 2014 nickels are worth 81% of their face value. The pennies that are now, and 97.5% zinc, Jeff, is the figure I just found here from the 1982 to 2014 pennies. Those pennies are the metal in them is worth 60% of their face value. That is to say, a zinc penny is worth intrinsically 6/10 of a penny. So you'd lose money on that deal here. The 1965 to 2014 dimes, a little over 15% of their face value. So you'd lose money on that. The 1965 to 2014 quarters, 15% of their face value. Likewise, the half dollar from 71 to 2014. The old Eisenhower half dollar, 15%. You get even further back, you get the Sacagawea dollar. Is less than 5% of its face value. So, yeah, interesting theory, but no, it wouldn't work out because you simply, you'd have to sort out the pennies, and then you get pretty labor-intensive. Okay, I'm going to make money off of melting down pennies. We got to throw out all the zinc pennies and only find the pennies that are still made out of copper. Well, anything newer than 1983, it's not worth your time. So, I mean, if your time is worth anything at all, you would quickly lose money on that deal. For what it's worth, we pass that along to you because, heck, we can. Let's see here. Maybe the coin shortage, says this texter at now 20 minutes before 5, is coming from the effort to remove In God We Trust from the coins by creating a shortage and having to make new without In God We Trust on them. I don't think so. I think the mint wised up to the fact that they were making things that were worth more than their face value, and so they stopped making them. Of course, when they first started making copper pennies, it was worthwhile for the government to do because the value of copper hadn't shot through the roof. There you go here. Let's see here. Jimbo, concerning the issue of protesters trespassing on my property, I've written my own statute. I call it Article AR-15. Interpret that as you will. Yeah, well, again, you are technically allowed to property, but you obviously proceed at your own peril, judging by what is actually allowed out there here. Another texter says, Jimbo, the new pennies with the shield on the back feel almost like they are mostly plastic. Well, they are zinc. I don't think they shouldn't feel like they're plastic. I call them Obama pennies, since most came out after 2008. I could also say because they're low quality, but that would be mean. Yeah, and probably racist too, I'm sure. Again, the cutoff point was 1982 when they stopped making copper pennies. Okay, 1982. That's when they went to 97.5% zinc. And again, I picked up a few of the possessions from my late uncle and aunt in California, and they had passed away. And part of the thing I got big jars, I mean, like bigger than quart jars, filled with pennies. I guess they must have saved every penny ever. And since they were quite old, some of the pennies actually were worth a little bit of money. I found a few that were. I'm not sure it was worth my effort. But that was not based on the content of the metals in them, based on what year they were. But I went through them. But the fact is that your time would have to be virtually valueless in order to make this a paying proposition. Just wouldn't worth it. Here we go. The cost of melting coins, small coins, is going to be more than the profit unless you have a private volcano in your backyard. Well, that's true. That's true. Think of the heat. How do you get the heat necessary to melt coins? Think about that, okay? As I joked, you can't just put them in a pot on your stove. Well, no. You can put your stove up to the highest setting you've got. That will not melt pennies, okay? You've got to get way up there. Now you're talking a lot of fuel and a lot of your time to melt this stuff down. And then, of course, you've got to have molds made into which you can pour them in to make ingots. And again, no, not a get-rich-quick scheme, my friend, not a get-rich-quick scheme. You want a get-rich-quick scheme? Here's mine. As soon as I find out a way to make hand sanitizer out of crude oil, that's my get-rich-quick scheme. Okay, here. The first signs I saw, says this texter, about a coin shortage are in the Seneca, South Carolina Lowe's, but similar signs are showing up online from other parts of the country, too. Well, I guess I just don't get out that much. I have yet to see a sign referring to a coin shortage. How about that? But again, it's just easier for me to just use the credit. And so that's what I tend to do. All I can tell you is that that there apparently is one. Presumably, the Federal Reserve Board is rushing to halt any inconvenience that this may cause for you. All right? Just wanted to pass that along here. There is at least one case of a dog in Hong Kong catching COVID-19. But I would really like to hear the World Health Organization say that dogs cannot transmit COVID-19. Dogs previously held in quarantine could then be released, or it would be a case of who let the dogs out. Ba-doom-tsh. What the heck? All right, we'll talk some more. And we'll even mention the 4th of July before we're done today. I know that hardly seems to be on anybody's mind, but the holiday is coming up, and I'm going to mention it. All righty? This is 106.3 WORD, now at 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens and Seneca, 101.5 FM in Anderson, and everywhere on the radio.com app. Time is 15 before 5.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Oh, we got that legendary thing going again. All righty, 10 minutes now before 5 o'clock at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Jimbo in for Bobby Mack, who does return, by the way, on Monday the 6th. So there you have it. And in regards to that Ingalls Advantage talk line of 1-800-347-1063, here's Linda in Cherrydale. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Before I ask you my question or tell you what I've learned, I have heard of you all my life. I used to live in Ohio. Did you do other shows in other parts of the country?
I have for the past, 30-some years now. Actually, longer than that.
Yeah.
About 36 years I've been on nationwide radio, Linda, so I was heard in Ohio. I've never worked in Ohio, but I have a number of stations in Ohio that carry me, so yeah.
Ah, okay. The next thing I wanted to tell you was that I was just at the QT station filling up with gasoline, and the sign says that due to the lack of coins sent by the Federal Reserve, we have a coin shortage.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, again, as I say, I just apparently don't get out that much. I mean, I buy gas once a month, I guess. I buy gas, and then I'll go to a little grocery store. and I use credit for all of this. So I guess I've just not been paying attention. I didn't know there was a coin shortage.
Yes. Well, what kind of car do you drive that you only go once a month?
I don't drive that much. It's just plain old Detroit iron. But I don't. I don't do a whole lot of driving, Linda. I'll put it that way. Okay.
Okay. Well, the Federal Reserve is responsible for the corn shortage.
Well, hardly surprising, I suppose. Well, come on, Fed. Let's see you get working there. I expect to see the chair of the Fed personally in there making pennies first thing Monday. That's what I expect.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to see it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate Bye-bye. Your listenership. Thank you very much. And Linda and others should be aware, since she's listened to me before, that I'm now here on a regular basis at 106.3 WORD on Sunday evenings from 8 till 10 p.m., starting this Sunday, called the Best of Bohannon, or as we like to call it, the Least Worst of Bohannon. But, hey, you get the idea. And it's a pretty good show. So I hope you'll be tuning in again Sunday evening from 8 till 10 p.m. each week here at 106.3 WORD. Always a pleasure to have you folks sharing that stuff with us here. Okay, as regards the coins here, Texter says... let's see here. Where is that text? Here we maybe other the coin shortage is a little step toward a cashless society. You know, whatever happened to the cashless society? We heard about that. You know, we're going to go to a cashless society. In fact, there was some city somewhere that supposedly began the actual experiment in which every transaction was done with plastic. I think it was sort of like the day that we went metric, and it lasted for like 2 weeks. And they said, oh, that's too hard, and we're going back. So I guess we never did do that. But I know there is the effort. Certainly there's been an effort for a long time to get away from bills, paper bills. There's been an effort to go in the direction of coins. Of course, they tried to stick some of those dollar coins on us, but, you know, you couldn't use them anywhere. So that never went anywhere. But maybe. Ultimately, I guess we might go cashless. Who knows? Hey, Jim, happy 4th, says this texter, and early, I might add, since it's only the 3rd. Love the show. Just curious, when is the next time Bobby Mack is filling in for you? Ah, ha, 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 ha. LOL, just a razz on the Bobster. Love y'all. Thank you. That's Bobby and Pickens. And yes, Bobby will be filling in for me on Monday, the 6th through the 10th. And, you know, I'll have to look up the next time I'm Bobby Mack. Since you brought it up here, I honestly... They give me this information in advance, and I write it down oh so dutifully. And let's see here. Well, I have to dig through here. It's hard for me to find exactly the next time I am Bobby Mack, but I know I'm on the schedule. I'm down to be him. I really am. But I'll dig it out. I doubt that there are that many people out there that are as eagerly waiting. Here we go. I'll look it up. It doesn't matter. Anyway, you get Bobby Mack most of the time. That is all you need to know, my friends. You get Bobby Mack, and that's the reason you tune in here. And you tune in for people like me just to say, well, Bobby will be back before you know it. Let us talk with Phil and Easley this afternoon. Hi, Phil.
Mr. Bohannon.
Yes, sir.
It is such a wonderful pleasure to speak to you. I've listened to you for many, many years. I'm honored.
You're very kind. Thank you.
Approaching the issue of the coin shortage.
Yeah.
The young lady had mentioned that she had been at the QT, and they do have a sign there. And obviously, when it caught my mind, I was like, oh, my God, what's going on? You know, it's one of those kind of things. So, in other words, instead of toilet paper or this, that, or the other, now we got a coin shortage.
Toilet paper should be legal tender, don't you think?
Well, you know what? You could actually make good money with it, right? I've seen a lot of places trying to do that. But I did ask a manager in the QT, and we discussed it for a moment. He's a friend of mine. And he said they're just holding back because they don't have any circulation. And I said, wait a minute, what do we mean by this? Well, in other words, people are holding the coin For what reason, I'm not sure. I mean, I have a gallon bottle I like to put my change in and cash it in once a year or what have you. But for some reason, and so I'm thinking, okay, and I said this to him. I said, then why don't we pull – the Federal Reserve has all the rights in the world to print money. But now, we both know we don't want to have that happen. We don't need no more whatever, right? So, no. But they could actually pull dollars in and replace it with change. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
but it's an awkward place that we're at because what they say, this is what I've read. I got on the internet. And
okay, real quick here. We're getting out of time.
Okay, all right. They're like, nobody's spending it. So, in other words, if nobody's out using it, it can't get into circulation. I thought at first that maybe it was something that the government was,
apparently not, Phil. Tell you what, if you want to stay on the line, you're welcome, but we must pause at 106.3, 3 before 5 o'clock.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.